Chapter 11, Fixing the Cracks in Your Mental Foundation. Restoration is by far the most important part of the mind rehab process. It's the part that allows you to focus on the top priority in your life, you. It's time to get to the real you. In the following chapters, we will rediscover what you're great at and what I call your genius. The restoration phase is when I finally felt unstuck and gained clarity on who I am as a person seeking to fulfill my purpose. Don't be led by your or. Being led by the ego is like having a crack in your mental foundation. A crack in your mental foundation shows up as an identity crisis. It has you thinking you are what you do and have. I call it the or syndrome. You know, doctor, lawyer, realtor, singer, as if your title is your identity. As we have already seen, it convinces you that you are what others think of you and that you are separate from God. Just like a house needs a solid roof, foundation, and framework to be a house, you too have a covering, foundation, and framework that make up the real you. Sometimes you don't even notice the crack until you go through the demolition process, until you strip away what you do, what you have, and what others think of you. Only then can you see what's been damaged. Mind rehab tip: you can't heal what you don't reveal. Repairing a cracked foundation is critical to maintaining a house's structural integrity. In the same way, you must fix the cracks in your structure. What is your foundation? Your foundation is made up of the core principles, morals, and beliefs that you live by. Your mental foundation is where your self-esteem and confidence come from. If your foundation is cracked, you can't add anything to it. The structure simply won't withstand the weight. If your foundation is cracked right now, it's time to stop and take a break so that you don't break. Burnout is real. Crashing out is real. And we don't have time to crash out right now. You got bail money? The repair method. You repair the cracks in your mental foundation by discovering the real you, your gifts, and your genius. Here's how the repair process works. Inspect the cracks. When I first went through this process, my mental crack was the belief that I was a failure. Identify the cause. I couldn't sell houses and couldn't provide for my family, so I felt like a failure. That was the main issue. Identifying with the cause rather than with the source. Prep the area. I had to stop and assess my career and what I was currently doing to provide. For me, the situation was my profession. Your situation may be different, but baby, a crack is a crack. Lay out the dysfunction of how you currently value yourself. Determine the repair method. The solution to a mental foundational crack is always one of two things: rediscovering who you are or finding your genius, and sometimes both. Address the root cause. You can go through a situation so many times that you start thinking you are the situation. We can fail so many times that we start to think we are failures. Is the root of your problem failure or loss? Losing something or someone can make you feel lost, but you are not the loss. Maintain the solution. Consistent maintenance is the most overlooked part of any process. You have to remind yourself of who you are and renew your mind daily.